Agentic Ops and the Cisco Deep Network Model. To help IT teams manage complexity, Cisco introduced Agentic Ops. It's what we call a next generation operations paradigm. At its core is the Cisco Deep Network Model, which is a large language model purpose-built and trained on decades of Cisco networking knowledge. Now, let's break down what was announced. Cisco's Deep Network Model powers an AI assistant that understands network context with far greater precision than general AI models, enabling advanced troubleshooting, configuration, and automation assistance. Now, let's break down why it matters. This networking AI augments engineers rather than replacing them. It can answer complex network questions, pinpoint root causes of issues, and recommend fixes in seconds. By leveraging AI to handle routine diagnostics and analysis, networking professionals can resolve problems faster and focus on higher level strategy. Some of the possibilities that we can see in real world is maybe, for example, in a network operation centers, agentic ops could detect a misconfigured firewall policy, making sure that it validates the intent against business policies and then act automatically corrected and notifying the team all within seconds. I also think that there's a lot of room for improvement since AI is very new in the market and it's a technology that is just evolving at the moment. So I would think that one of these technologies could be used for really good and it could help everybody in the infrastructure. But yeah, further analysis is needed on this one, and hopefully we get to the point that we can use these tools to save time. Cisco AI Assistant and AI Canvas. Building on the deep network model, Cisco announced two integrated AI power tools for IT operations. So what was announced? The Cisco AI Assistant is a conversational interface. I want you to think like a chat assistant that a network administrator can interact with to identify issues and orchestrate fixes across domains using simple natural language commands. AI Canvas was also introduced as a dashboard tool that can automatically create custom network views and visualizations on the fly. Multiple teams such as NetOps, SecOps, DevOps can use AI Canvas in real time to aggregate telemetry, share insights, and coordinate action throughout a shared workspace. Let's break down why this matters. These tools aim to put AI at the center of the IT experience, simplifying complex multi-step processes. Instead of manually correlating data from disparate dashboards, engineers can ask the AI questions such as, why is application X slow for users in Europe? Get guided contextual answers. Also, the AI Canvas can display correlated metrics, network paths, server loads, security alerts, and even allow teams to simulate and agree on remediation steps. When a solution is chosen, the AI Canvas can execute the changes, such as adjusting the configuration or rerouting the traffic, of course, automatically. This dramatically reduces the time to resolution during outages or performance issues and fosters cross-team collaboration. We need more of that. Ultimately, Cisco AI augmented operations reduce the downtime and human error by handling the data crunching and suggesting best actions with engineers still in control of the final decision. Last, what do I think about this? Cisco is making a smart and strategic move into the AI Assistant and AI Canvas, which they look like two powerful components that show they're not just riding the AI wave, but shaping it for enterprise-grade IT and security. And what I see as the bottom line is that Cisco is building AI into the DNA of the enterprise IT, not as a bolt-on. And I think the assistant simplifies access and the canvas empowers innovation. Together, they help the organization move from reactive to proactive and from complex to intuitive. Platform integration and network as one. Sounds familiar? We've been waiting for this one for a long time. But a key theme of Cisco's vision is breaking down the silos between networking, security, observability, and collaboration. Cisco highlighted that it's unifying its products into a single platform experience. What was announced? Cisco is delivering a unified cloud management platform, which is going to bring together management of campus networks such as Cisco Catalyst and Meraki, and also data center fabrics. And we're talking about Nexus ACI and NXOS. Also, WAN and branch networks and industrial IoT, all throughout one interface. This platform also converges security and observability, meaning tools like Cisco ThousandEyes for performance visibility and Cisco Secure Cloud Analytics are going to be built in. Now, if you're thinking why it matters, basically for customers, this convergence means a single pane of glass to run their entire infrastructure. Consistent policy, configuration, and monitoring can be applied across on-premises and cloud environments. A unified platform with common data that also unlocks better AI-driven insights. Since the Cisco AI Assistant and Canvas can draw on telemetry spanning the whole environment. Ultimately, Cisco's platform approach aims to kill the complexity, simplifying operations for overwhelmed IT teams and ensuring that adding new technology like an AI workload or a security microservice doesn't require a separate management silo. By unifying domains that were historically separate, Cisco helps enterprises be more agile and future-proof in how they deploy and secure technology. Here are my thoughts on the Cisco platform integration and Network as One. Basically, what I see is that Cisco's vision of Network as One is a bold but necessary shift. Finally, breaking down the silos between networking, security, and observability, I don't think it's just a marketing term, but it helps reflect a deeper architectural commitment to the platform integration. It's been years in the making. Now, as a bottom line, Network as One turns a fragmented IT stack into a coordinated system. I think that's pretty cool. It's how Cisco is delivering on the promise of full stack observability and secure, agile infrastructure, all throughout a single integrated platform. Security and trust by design. Cisco's vision makes security an integral element of infrastructure rather than an afterthought. Executives stress that digital resilience is business resilience, especially as AI and automation introduce new threats. In line with this, Cisco is embedding zero trust principles and real-time threat defense into its networks. What was announced? Last year, Cisco introduced Hypershield, a security architecture that fuses distributed firewall controls into the network fabric itself. Cisco previewed support for emerging standards like the Model Context Protocol or MCP, which would allow AI agents to be governed by security policies as they interact with external systems. Cisco's vision extends zero trust to not just the users and devices, but also to AI processes. Additionally, Cisco announced Live Protect, a new capability to push security patches or mitigations to network devices instantly, without downtime. Why it matters? As organizations adopt AI and IoT, the attack surface grows dramatically. Cisco's strategy is to build the security into each layer of the network, and by doing so, networks can automatically identify anomalies, potential attacks or misbehaving AI agents, and then basically respond at machine speed. The Live Protect feature, for instance, can neutralize a newly discovered vulnerability in a router or a switch immediately by applying a microfix in runtime. No need to wait for a week for maintenance windows. This greatly reduces exposure to zero-day exploits. Overall, Cisco's vision is that an intelligent network should also be the first line of defense, continuously monitoring and self-healing, just to maintain digital resilience even as threats evolve. And last, what do I think about this? Security and trust by design isn't just a principle. I think it's a fundamental mindset that sets Cisco apart in a crowded market. While many vendors bolt on security after the fact, we're seeing that Cisco is building it from the ground up, embedding security and privacy into every product, process, and updates. And what I see as the bottom line is that the security and trust by design is more than a differentiator. It's a long-term commitment to customers, security, privacy, and also peace of mind.